NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells, and if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And by the way, we welcome your questions. Even when we have great guests on, like Harley Schlanger from the Roos Foundation, he has some brilliant solutions for many problems that we have in our world, and negotiations that allow us to have international trade rather than international war. Harley, what are the latest stories you're following?
I think the reaction to Trump's State of the Union address is worth talking about, because what we talked about last week on this worldwide threat assessment from the intelligence community with their warnings that everything Trump is doing is getting us in trouble, he pushed back pretty hard against that. He met with them, and then he came out afterwards, and he insisted, look, I'm doing the right thing on North Korea. We have the best relationships with them that we've ever had. The ending the wars in Syria, Afghanistan, that's all for the national interest. And at the State of the Union address, he reasserted that. He said, no great nation has endless wars.
Right.
And I thought that was one of the best lines that came out of it.
Wasn't it? That was an amazing line, wasn't it?
Well, what happens the next day? Mitch McConnell and a bunch of turncoat Republicans, and remember, Bill, I keep warning you, we've got to keep our eyes on these damn Republicans.
Right.
They pushed through a resolution with the Democrats against withdrawing troops from Syria. At the same time, a group of Democrats and a group of Republicans are launching a resolution against engaging in any commerce with Huawei, telecommunications firm of China, ZTE. They're trying to sabotage Trump's openings to China. And then there was a resolution introduced against Trump withdrawing troops from South Korea. Now, he never said anything about withdrawing troops from South Korea. He canceled some military exercises.
Yeah, it was all a cancellation of an exercise is all he did. He had no intention of withdrawing troops because he needs to see the other side move in his direction.
Well, the canceling of the military exercises was, as he said, to save money, but also as a trust-building measure with Kim Jong-un. Now, by assuming or by issuing a resolution saying that Trump might withdraw troops from South Korea, it's designed to present him as reckless and endangering American security, which was the intention of the neocons who introduced that resolution. So you have on three issues, on China, on Syria, and on North Korea, have a coalition of both parties,
including Rhino Republicans, like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, right?
Well, McConnell, one of the leaders of it is Mitt Romney.
Right.
Anyone thought Mitt Romney was going to support Trump, missed
think
a beat
again.
Somewhere.
Yeah, think again, right?
So what I've been picking up is a very clear picture where the Democratic Party strategy is to use the neocons and the Republicans to paint Trump as reckless, as dangerous, as too influenced by Russia, by Putin, by Xi Jinping, so that they can break the support in the Republican Party for Trump. Now, the important thing is that with the State of the Union address, it appears as though something like 70% of the American people responded positively, according to polls,
right,
to his
right.
message.
I think it was even higher than that, actually. I think it was more like 79%. Which is amazing. And then CNN tried to dissuade their own poll that said how great everybody thought their speech was, including Democrats, which is bizarre. It's like they didn't even like their own poll.
No, it was 79% of independents.
Independents, that's it.
But it was 70% of the general
public. Of everybody. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
99% of Republicans.
Right.
So the Republicans who are bad-mouthing Trump better take a look at their constituents and realize
right.
that their constituents are moved. Now, what did he say that was most important? He said that we can compromise, we can fight for the common good, that if you want to do investigations in war, then we're not going to have peace. We're going to have chaos. And he made the case for the need to shore up border security. He made that very effectively. He spoke very strongly about infrastructure. And he was pretty much straightforward. He said, look, we have some problems with Russia and China, but we're working on them. And he said, in particular, his personal relationship with Xi Jinping makes the possibility of working out a deal with China even greater. So you have Trump on one track, which is the track he ran on. Cooperation with Russia and China, solving the North Korea crisis, getting troops out of Syria and Afghanistan, and then you have the war party in both parties, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, who are saying, oh no, the world's just fine for us to have troops in Afghanistan. How about another 17 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Now, you know, the thing is, what he's trying to do is he's trying to negotiate. So there's several things you need to get out of the Taliban. Number one, we want to have proper certification of strategic minerals. We want to get rid of the dry land farming with opium, and the opium crop is part of the cash crop of the Taliban and the people. We want to get refurbishment of the Army Corps engineers of the irrigation system we put in the 1950s and 60s so they can actually supply their own food. I mean, these are simple things that are humane that will actually change to transform the economy and make it not a platform for violence or destruction of the poor Afghan people. I mean, it's estimated that I think in a decade their population could rise to as high as 60 million. That's a lot. And a lot of the people are very young. Their average age, I think, is 17 in Afghanistan. You know, we need some humane things. And Trump is a humanist. He basically thinks pragmatically. You know, that's why he's not a politician. He pivots on issues, which is why he fits more with the LaRouche Foundation approach, which is get involved with Belt and Road. Don't kind of think, well, it's just an aggressive move by the Chinese. Get involved with Belt and Road so we can share it all. And also do it in such a way that it doesn't make countries lose sovereignty over their seaports to China because they go into debt up their eyeballs. Help them out so that these other second and third world countries can have an economy and transport and start building, say, steam engines like they do with some of the countries that are connected to Belt and Road right now with China, so they actually have an economy and have industry. Amazing.
So one thing you should realize is that there's a line out there that's coming from the International Monetary Fund and the international banks that
right.
China is creating a debt trap for the countries they're loaning money to.
Yeah.
In the last week, four of the countries that were identified as going into a debt trap
right.
came out, not only defended China, but said that their revenues are growing so that they're not going to have a problem with the debt. And that's exactly the intent.
Well, it's like setting up a new restaurant or a business with a good plan. You have to go into debt in order to build a business. And if you expand the business with some debt, but you increase your revenue flow, that's what you do. That's how a business grows.
And that's the point that we've lost in the West. We've got this idea now that you have to have this pay-as-you-go. You have to have a dollar return for every dollar you spend.
Yeah, ridiculous.
When you're dealing with things like 3 to 5 year plans, and by that I mean a dam project or a power
right.
plant or something,
or
like that.
Or a rail line or a manufacturing yeah. facility for example, what the Chinese did, I think, where is it? Was it Taiwan? Not Taiwan, but some other Asian country where they actually put the Belt and Road down there. They actually showed their engineers that they're going to build the steam engines in their home country and train the engineers.
That was Malaysia.
Malaysia, that's it. So what we're talking about here is not a top-down control system. It's a let's work with you. Now, inside China, we can get rid of the Lao Dai prison camps and the crazy two-child policy, which is killing their demographics.
Well, they have gotten rid of that. The Chinese
Well, not quite. They're moving there that way, but they're not quite there yet. But the thing is, it can only happen if we have some dialogue with China, where a lot of the, even our tech companies shouldn't be used to abuse the Chinese people by rating them with these social rating scores. But that can be done top-down from our end, you know, with Google and these other companies that are cooperating with some factions in China that want more control. It's not going to be solved by us being aggressive and cutting off China, just like cutting off Russia. It just makes Russia more paranoid and more freaked out by our behavior, doesn't it?
Well, I think I want to go back to this debt trap question, though, because this is
yeah.
in all the financial media, all the American newspapers, that what China is doing is creating a debt trap.
Right.
I spoke with top officials in Nigeria who said, there's no debt trap. We don't get any credit from European banks or American banks. They're giving us credit so we can start building our country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, what Obama said with his speech about, I think, 2016, 2015, he said to the African countries, you can't industrialize like us or the world will boil like Venus. I'm thinking, what an idiot.
He's telling the Africans that are of the same skin color and the same heritage and genetics as him, you can have an industrial country where you have high-speed rail, manufacturing, iPhones, fiber optic cable, kids learning online. They don't want anything for these poor people, and they have a giant a continent, the largest continent there is Africa, more resources than you can shake a stick at, and there's no reason why Africa can't become the new shining continent with the help of Russia, China, America, India, all collaborating with the Belt and Road to reindustrialize the second and third world. It's craziness.
What Obama said was worse than that. Obama said, don't think you can have a car or air conditioning, because if you do, the planet will boil over.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I think this guy is an evil comedian from the ninth ring of Hades. What the hell's wrong with the man? Honestly. It's like the other side of what we call occasional cortex, AOC. Her crazy green agenda plan is so nuts. Not even a grade 3-year with psychosis would put this garbage out, which is a collective of the worst enviromaniac ideas ever made in history. Now, I'm one of the charter members of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago and an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 73. And when I hear these enviromaniacs, I'm thinking, you people are not only non-scientific, you're just psychotically nuts. And the fact is, you can't get rid of, well, non-fossil fuels. You can't get rid of aircraft. I mean, Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates more pollution every day than all the coal-fired generators and reactors and business on the planet. And, you know, the idea of what China's doing is trying to open up the trade routes, which we have a perfect example of the Roman road system. The reason why Europe advances is because of the Roman road system and the Roman system of connection to all over the continent, including Great Britain. And this is basically, we'll stabilize the planet, and then we can concentrate on things out there. Coronal mass ejections, nearby comets, mining in space, asteroids, spreading into terraforming Mars and other planets like Titan. I mean, we have to start looking out into space and protecting ourselves from space-based events, but also stabilizing the Earth so we're not going to kill each other with our advanced technology. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, let me say a couple of things here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to bring up this debt trap question because...
Yeah, that's important. Because you're right, it's an investment. Not investment, debt trap.
Let me continue.
Yeah.
This is the line that's coming from the bankers who have loaded up the world with unpayable debts, who are accusing China of doing that. Now, they're the same people who say, oh, the world's heading into an economic crisis because China is having a slowdown. China's GDP is going to be somewhere around 6.2 to 6.5% growth this year. That's compared to Europe, which is 0% now, and the U.S., which is somewhere around close to 3. But the fact is that China's 6% growth is of a much larger economy than 10 years ago when it had 8 to 10% growth. So that means it's still growing at an enormous rate. And they will lift everyone out of poverty by 2020 or 2022 in China. They're going to have a middle class in 2020 of over 350 million people, which is as large as the population in the United States. We'll be middle class in China, whereas our middle class is shrinking and our poor population is growing in this country. So when you hear American economists attacking China, just take a look at the mess they've made of this country.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, the reason why they want the economists, they've actually worked diligently since the 1930s to devalue the currency, make the country so far in debt to the tune of extracting from the economy, just in America, several hundred trillion dollars of the public, devaluing the ability of people to acquire property and wealth. Luckily, Trump got rid of the estate tax. But when you have investment to actually create new business, it's not a debt, it's a business. Just like the farmers that came out west 100 and some years ago and established new places to grow food, and then the rail lines came out, you know. If you listen to the song about, you know, from in Canada across about the rail lines, you know, being built across Canada and in the United States, it was America and Canada and the Western nations up from Europe that had the vision to realize it's not a debt, it's an investment. And so is Belt and Road, and so is the idea of collaborating with Russia and China, and, you know, not democratizing, but calming the spirits of violence and the craziness of the bankers who want to just keep us in massive debt and control us, right? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
This is
beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, Provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Okay, we're back with Harley. I want you to continue with your analysis of what's going on in Europe. This is pretty important, people listen, because the Europeans are taking an experiment too far in the wrong way, aren't they? And there's some voices that are actually calling them out and saying, this isn't going to work. So there's a break between Angela Merkel and Macron now. Tell us what the story is.
Well, let's start with the bigger picture, which is that the break is with the people of Europe versus their governments.
Right.
The extent that their governments have signed away sovereignty over finance, over budget, over investment, signed it over to the unelected bureaucrats of Brussels, we're seeing a rebellion. This is what Brexit was about. This is what led to the election of an Italian government that's fighting against the European Union, an Austrian government which is resisting the EU prescriptions against trade with China. So you have a break occurring with certain countries. Now, there are EU parliamentary elections coming up, I think at the end of March, or maybe it's the beginning of May, I can't remember. But what they're afraid of is a so-called populist surge, that is the election of parties, not governments now, but against them.
Right.
And what we're seeing is the... For example, the Italian-French fight. The French government just called in the Italian ambassador to denounce him because the Italian vice premier just met with the Yellow Vest movement leaders in France. Now, the reason they did that is that the Yellow Vests are looking for a strategy to change government policy. They're not just out there protesting. They're trying to get the government to do what's in the interest of the people.
So right.
To meet with the Italians. French government said, you can't do that. That's not allowed.
What?
So the Italians...
This is similar to what I saw in the series with Victoria, where there were elements that were trying to prevent the people from having a charter to come forward and get one vote, one man in Britain, and within the parliament, and the Queen actually had the brains, Victoria, to realize these people just want representative government. And it's the same thing with the population. They want representation, don't they?
What the Italians are saying is, what kind of democracy dictates who we can talk to in your country?
Exactly.
So the idea of European democracy itself is being made a mockery of by Macron.
Of course.
Now, then Macron issued a statement just yesterday that the Germans should not accept the Nord Stream gas pipeline, which is a pipeline... deal between German companies and Russia's Gazprom to provide natural gas to Germany. Now, this was a necessary deal because Germany is getting rid of nuclear power foolishly. They have a plan to get out of coal power, that
really?
Is electricity.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Totally crazy. Germany's economy, Germany's boom from the 1880s to the present has been based on cheap coal.
Well, let me explain something. It's called a carbon-oxygen cycle. Without carbon dioxide, plants have no food. And without carbon dioxide, you don't get oxygen. So the oxygen concentration in the world, because of the craziness of destroying the benthic layer with pollution and cutting down the forests, has resulted in the oxygen at sea level dropping from 21% 20 years ago to 19% now. So these kind of crazy policies could end up with a hypoxic world where the carbon-oxygen cycle has been harmed so badly that many of the mammalian and other life forms would be seriously crippled in being able to function except with an oxygen concentrator in domed cities. That's where we're going with this craziness.
The oxygen to Macron's brain has been cut off because he's been making a series of decisions that are suicidal for his presidency. The Yellow Vest movement continues. It's going into the 13th Saturday tomorrow.
Why doesn't he negotiate with them? Why doesn't he stop this foolish pyromaniac stuff?
he tried, Bill, but his negotiation style was, okay, you made your point. Now we'll rescind the new taxes for 6 months, and then they'll give you a chance to figure out how you can afford them, and then 6 months from now we're going to put them back on.
You've got to be kidding. No, that's like telling somebody, I used a branding iron on your right butt cheek. We'll take the branding iron, we won't hit you until the left next week, and then we're going to brand your left butt cheek. That's crazy. It's like, it's stupid. It's insane.
And the point is, what's it for? It's
right.
Supposedly to help the environment, whereas there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that shutting down French farming and French trucking is going to help the environment. So,
right. In fact, what it's going to do, it will impoverish the people. It'll actually cause more starvation and disease. It'll cause the economy to collapse. And then what are they going to do? They can't even handle all the people they've imported from the North Africa and the Middle East, let alone their own population if they get rid of their middle class.
And so Macron made this proposal to the Yellow Vests, and they said, you can take that proposal and stuff it. We're not going to do it.
This is anatomical. Which body part are they going to stuff it?
So anyway,
rectally, right?
You have the British situation out of control because the Brexit showdown is less than a month away now, and
right.
There's no Brexit deal.
Right.
Yesterday, the president of the European Union said that he made the statement. He said, everyone who voted for Brexit is going to rot in hell. So here you have one part of the European Union trying to reverse Brexit. Then you have the other part attacking the people of England for voting for what they thought were their interests. So a very prominent economist who I had the opportunity to meet a couple of times a few years ago named Jacques Sapir,
right,
who's in Paris, he just wrote an article called The Deconstruction of the European Union,
right,
in which he said that if you look at Macron's decision on the carbon tax, his attack on Italy, and his break with the Nord Stream pipeline, in other words, no Russian natural gas for Germany.
Right.
And then look as well at the problem of Brexit and the European Union attack on England for voting for Brexit. He said this shows that the European Union is not long for this world, that it's making mistake after mistake. For what purpose? For a centralized banking system that's impoverishing all its members. So what's the benefit countries get by being in the EU?
Yeah, but why don't they have a similar system to American states, the United States of Europe, where there's some degree of sovereignty and representation in government, and then there's trans-European issues that can be dealt with just like in the United States, where you have national issues that deal with the territory. But they don't have that model. Their model is not similar to the United States. It's a top-down control system where bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg determine everything. I had an Italian politician on a few years ago, and he said 85% of the rulemaking now and financial decisions is made by bureaucrats, not by representative politicians.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the problem is that you can't quite have a federal system in Europe like you have in the United States because you have language differences, cultural differences, and so you have to have a system which allows for a certain level of national sovereignty. That
exactly.
Is to have,
so
national
another way. Exactly.
Act in the interests of their people first. But if you actually work on that, you realize that those are not in contradiction to your neighbor.
Right.
That the French people want a good standard of living, so do the Italians. Maybe
right.
The Italians want more white wine than red wine, or they eat
right,
more
right,
pasta.
Right.
Snails.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the basic point is that they still want to have a future for their family, they want to have a savings capability, and they want to see a future. So governments that take that away and give that responsibility to unelected bureaucrats are causing a big problem.
Well, I think part of the problem is that the European Euro system, which took away their local currencies, which is a bad idea, what it's done now is you can't get credit in these countries. So countries like Greece that actually have joined not that long ago, they're not able to get out of debt, and they keep on getting further and further into a morass of financial disaster. So what I see happening is their problem is centralized banking through the euro system is the kind of the central point as to why they've lost not only sovereignty or the ability to even invest in the future. right?
Well, the way that it works is that the European Central Bank and the EU Parliament will have increasing power over national budgets. This
right.
is what Macron and Merkel agreed to at a summit they just had in Aachen, which is the location of Charlemagne's great empire, his capital. The two of them came up with this plan, which they call More Europe, which essentially says there will be a central budget agency which will determine what each country can spend.
You're kidding. This is the problem. This is the center of the actual problem, isn't it? This is the problem.
Then why should we have a parliament? What's the whole point of an Italian parliament if we have no control over anything? And the Italians are basically saying, if you force this on us, we will have a referendum on whether we'll stay in the euro. The Austrians are raising the same question. Now, in Germany, what you're seeing, the German economy is now at a 0% growth rate of GDP.
Oh, really? Wow.
Productivity, which always is an indicator of the strength of Germany, the productivity levels have dropped to the point, I think, that for this year, it's 0.2% above last year. It's usually in the 2-3% range of rate. So now you're seeing a collapse of productivity.
Oh, my.
Shut down of small and medium enterprises. They're not only being hit by the European Union rules, but they're being hit by sanctions. There are a lot of German firms. Business.
Really?
That's being shut down. The German government is now saying.
You're cutting in and out a little bit.
They say the Chinese compete unfairly.
Well, the Chinese are very aggressive competing, but the problem is they've hamstrung themselves. It's like going into a fight with your hands tied behind your back. The Europeans have tied the hands of individual nations when they negotiate with a large and very clever negotiator like China. What do they expect? They're going to lose, right?
Well, the Chinese, you know, here's an area that's most important because we've discussed this a lot. The telecom sector. The Chinese did learn a lot. They probably did steal some technology from the West, but now they're surpassing it. Huawei has the most advanced components for cell phones, for telecommunications, for artificial intelligence. They're a generation ahead, according to a German expert. The Chinese are now a generation ahead of Germany, and this guy made a joke. He said, maybe we should steal some.
Well, what's happening is the Germans are being leapfrogged by the Chinese because there's more engineers graduate from Beijing than all the engineers and PhDs stay in America in every specialty of science.
But this
German, what do you think is going to happen when there's so many?
The German expert said, maybe we should steal from the Chinese. And the Chinese guy on the panel with him said, you don't have to steal from us. We'll give you the technologies.
Oh, my. Funny.
But they're not allowing Chinese firms to purchase German companies that are starved for cash, that would like to work with Chinese companies. They're not being, under EU laws, European Union laws, they're not allowed to do that. So the Europeans are shooting themselves in the head. And then what are they doing? They're talking about the European Union army, which is a disastrous idea.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out again from your Skype. I don't know what's going on. Your internet from Germany.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, so you're back again. Good, good, good. Yeah. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
So they're talking about a European Union army and sending more troops to Poland, to Latvia, to Lithuania. There are people in the Swedish parliament saying they fear a Russian invasion using submarines.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's totally.
I'll tell you what the Russians are afraid of. Which is why we're the whistleblowers for the La Orchilla Island intermediate range nukes by the Russians. The Russians are justifiably paranoid. Put yourself in the perspective of Russia. NATO was never intended to be on the back doorstep of Russia, not the Soviet Union, Russia. When we made the Joint Strike Fighter, these are not intermediate range, you know, Joint Strike Fighters. They're long range, hypersonic. Cruise bombers with the radar signature of a bird. No wonder they're paranoid. We've justified their paranoia. And look at the way we've treated their country. We've crashed their economy since the fall of the Soviet Union. And the dialogue on both the Democrat and Republican side is don't let Trump talk nice to Putin. You make treaties with your enemies, which is what Russia is, and then once you become have a treaty, then you can actually work on business and become friendly.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control.
Nothing like Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The crystal clear vision of Lyndon LaRouche going back for decades and being persecuted for it, and the idea that, in fact, the Silk Road effect stopped the Chinese from invading the West because they traded with them. If we have a similar point of view toward Russia and the Asian countries and China, we can get rid of the elements of things we don't like, rather than figuring we want to station more troops or expand NATO or build more other things. Now, I do believe in missile defense, but just like Lyndon LaRouche said, missile defense should be shared with all nations, so nobody can be fearful about an EMP attack with the weapon of indignation to knock out a power grid, or a missile attack with hypersonic cruise missiles. No citizen of Earth in the future should be fearful of a missile, chemical, biological, or space-based weapon, or scalar or geotectonic weapon, fearful of destruction, and in fact we should have a policy of a defensive Earth strategy rather than vice versa, which is an aggressive strategy that could eventually, with mistakes, kill all of us or a lot of us. And I think that this is important to have this image out there. So now next week you can't make it, but we'll have another alternative guest. But your organization has the opportunity to do a radio show at radio.co, and I want you to get rolling on that soon, because we're going to be on every podcast platform on the planet. We're also setting up a new type of technology called AI searchable, audio searchability technology, which I'm inventing with off-the-shelf AI technology integrated into our audio search engines at Deagle.com, DeagleNetwork.com. So please continue, because I think people don't understand this vision, which Lyndon had and the LaRouche Foundation has, is very unique. It's not a left or a right plan. It's a logical plan for increasing energy flux density and a stabilization of the human race into the distant future that allows us to not only get off planet, but to stabilize the ecosphere of Earth against crazy environmental ideas, and also develop high-speed rail and transport, etc., and total recycling, so we stabilize the ecosphere of the planet without massive population reduction by crazies who want to kill a lot of us, or instability that creates the danger of war. Instability, a lack of letting the left and the right, talk to, for example, Trump. When they talk about, blocking Trump, Trump wants to get things fixed, but he's blocked from both the left side, the Democrats, I call them demon rats, and the right side, the Republicrats. These people are crazy, both sides, aren't they?
The whole idea of left and right is an artificial creation.
Exactly.
That goes back to the French Revolution. Where the people who supported the monarchy sat on the right side of the National Assembly, and the people who wanted to cut off their heads sat on the left side.
Right.
But neither of them were a solution. The monarchy was a disgrace, but the Jacobins, the radical Jacobins of Marat and others, Robespierre, they were crazy also. So the question is, what is the dividing line? And it's really between a republican system, that is where you have institutions of self-government in which the people act for the interest of the nation, or you have an oligarchy, an aristocracy, whether it's a feudal landed aristocracy or a financial aristocracy. And an aristocratic form of government, or a plutocratic form of government, as Paul Craig Roberts calls it, is based on the idea that a small group of people can better decide how to allocate the credit and money of the whole world. And so they use central banks to do that, private
right.
central banks. And as a result, the profit ends up in the hands of a very small number of people.
Right.
The idea of a republic was what was hammered out, and of the American Republic was hammered
right.
out during the Constitutional Convention under the influence primarily of Benjamin Franklin, who was heavily influenced by the German philosopher-scientist Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz. And it was Leibniz who introduced the idea of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, as opposed to John Locke's idea of life, liberty, and property. Because what Hamilton knew is that property in itself doesn't make people happy, but the ability to do something positive with your life so that you leave the world a better place. Now, that is the moral imperative of a republican form of government, that you give people an opportunity to live a life that will then reflect the benefit of their having lived in future generations. And that's what a republic is. Now, LaRouche's innovation with this was, as you mentioned, the idea of relative population density, the idea that the standard for measuring whether an economy is successful or not is not how much money it produces, but how many people it can sustain at a constantly improving lifestyle. Secondly, to do that, he introduced the concept, he introduced it to economics, of energy flux density.
Right.
That is a measure of the productive power of your energy source. And in this sense, you can see the evolution of the human race going from burning straw, wood, charcoal, coal, eventually oil, natural gas, nuclear and thermonuclear fusion, and plasma technologies. Each one of those developments added an order of magnitude to the ability of each person to be productive in the society.
Well, give me an example of one of the ones you mentioned. And some of the things that they plan on doing, like the Solarian wants to generate solar in space, which then beam it through the upper atmosphere, which they unfortunately convert it to a plasma with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum nanoparticles. But fusion energy is really simple. We talked about this over several years now, that the Chinese, I think 5 years ago, announced they're assigning 3,500 of their nuclear scientists to create fusion energy, and they're going to mine helium-3 from the moon. Now, the moon concentration of helium-3 dust is 500,000 times higher because it's pushed off the Bolshak wave of our Van Allen radiation belt, and it concentrates on the moon's surface. And you accelerate helium-3 to near light speeds, and you create a plasma, and the tokamak fusion reactor is really simple spin-off of the Hadron Collider. We've had a technology for fusion reactors, including miniaturization for space vehicles, for over 50 years. I know about this. In fact, I've talked about the design of a fusion reactor because I have a background in nuclear physics for over 9 years. And a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, Lockheed Martin came out and kind of said, oh yeah, we could do it. 28 by 32 foot fusion reactor could supply power to 90,000 homes. Look, this is totally pollution free. It's not going to cause the Earth to melt like Venus. And this kind of thing coming out of Europe, for example, the Chinese, if there was a collaboration between America who already hides the technology in classified projects, the Europeans with the Hadron Collider and the Chinese engineers that are geniuses, we could solve this tomorrow. And then when we use our fuel, our fossil or non-fossil fuels, they could be converted to chemicals and plastics and other things, and we'd have an endless supply of energy without pollution.
Bill, let me interject something here.
Please.
The FBI and the Frank Wolf bill make it illegal for American scientists to talk to the Chinese scientists in areas of space and fusion technology. So this legislation is still in place, although the NASA people are very intrigued by what the Chinese are doing on the far side of the moon with the Chang'e 4 project. So
right.
This idea...
Yeah, they're already up there, aren't they? They're already up there with the Chang'e 4 project, right?
Yeah. And yeah. The idea that the people in NASA have is that if you had the U.S. working with China, Russia, probably India, because the Indians have a very aggressive space program also. Why not work together on these things? This is where you get to LaRouche's idea of the strategic defense of Earth. You use these modern advanced physical principles to eliminate the danger of nuclear war by being able to disable nuclear weapons at launch.
Right.
Using lasers and electron beams and other kinds of relativistic physics. And then secondly, you use the same kind of advances to develop fusion power. The Chinese are planning on this with helium-3. And then beyond that, work together in space so that we can figure out what we're going to do about some of the things that are flying around in the universe that could threaten our planet.
Did you know in 1996, are you aware that the space agencies here at NASA and European Space Agency discovered along with the Russians there was an intersecting strategy of the Halley's Comet that's a third of the size of Earth. And because of thank God, of what's called gravitational drag, it missed us in the orbital pathway in 1996 by 3 months. But they thought it was the fulfillment of the third letter of Fatima, the Vatican did. So the fact is, we need to defend Earth against large and small comets like the Chelyabinsk meteor shower that caused a major explosion over southern Russia near the T-80 tank manufacturing site that literally shattered windows for 70-80 miles. People don't realize these are not rare events. They actually happen more often than we thought. And we need to defend Earth against that and actually larger asteroids. There's one going to pass through in 2028, April, that's actually 3 times larger, this comet, than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 60 million years ago. Now remember, the dinosaur age started with a comet and ended with a comet. And this one that's passing has a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth. So what we need to do is get out into deep space, get some kind of ways of changing its trajectory so it or its debris field doesn't strike us. But people don't get this.
Because we're running out of time, let me make a recommendation for people.
Right.
The LaRouchePack.com website has discussions of this sort every single day. Every Friday night we have a webcast that goes through what are the most recent pressing events in the world. On Saturday we have a broadcast from Manhattan, our Manhattan Project, which takes up questions of history, philosophy, science. And then every Thursday on the Schiller Institute website, I do an in-depth interview with Helga Zepp LaRouche. Now, if people go to our websites, theschillerinstitute.com and LaRouchePack.com, they'll have access to these kinds of videos, news analysis, essays, editorials, and so on, that are going to be needed to turn back this neocon offensive against Trump. Don't think that Trump has it made in shade because he's doing some good things. We're dealing with the most criminal cabal in the history of the world, this British-directed operation, which some people mistakenly call the U.S. deep state. The deep state in the U.S. is the American collaborators of the British intelligence operatives.
Right.
So we've got to expose them, and we've got to come up with the right programs to put the country back on track.
Right.
And I urge people to go to LaRouchePack.com. And then when you're there, if you go to the search engine and type in my name, Harley Schlanger, you'll get my blog and my weekly column. So I think it's very important that we prepare ourselves, not for 2020, but for next week, for the fights we're going to have to wage against these saboteurs in the Democratic Party and the corrupt Wall Street Bush networks in the Republican Party.
Right. Exactly. And again, that's why the left-right thing is just, it's a lie in a sense, to confuse us that there actually are two different agendas when there's really only one agenda. There's just a different pathway to get to that agenda, isn't there?
Well, and what Trump is trying to do is break out of that whole paradigm, and he's using a lot of ideas from Lyndon LaRouche. So I would suggest that he do more with us, and that those of you who support what the president is doing, make sure you know what LaRouche has said, because the same people who put LaRouche in prison in the 1980s are the ones running Russiagate against Trump.
Right. Wow.
Including Mueller personally.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it awful? Mueller, in fact, is a criminal, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He deserves to be a subject of his cup of witching.
Amazing. Remarkable show. Solutions always. Check it out, LaRouchePAC.com. The other website is LaRouchePUB.com. And this article, I think you want to send that to me. I'll post up the article as well if you repost that.
Off the air.
Absolutely. Thank you, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks' time, Harley.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.